Take a deep breath. That's it, yeah. And let it out again. Slowly. Well done. You know how this is going to go, of course. You know what this file means. You know what listening implies about what you want. About where you're going to go. But I really want you to focus this time on how it feels as you take those breaths for me, as you let yourself relax for me, as you focus inward on what feels so good, on how good it feels to listen and follow, on how much you want to listen and follow. Just let that run over you, through you, in all the best ways. And let your thoughts linger on it. Let your thoughts stick to it. That's it. Focusing on the feeling of my words in your mind. Focusing on the feeling as they sink in. Maybe you're consciously relaxing because this is one of the first files of mine you've heard. Maybe you've heard so many that it just takes that shift in my tone of voice for you to relax unconsciously, immediately, helplessly. Either way, you can relax. You can focus on my words and let yourself sink. Let yourself obey and follow. Let yourself fall. Such a good toy you are. Doing so very well. Well done. But the more you listen and focus on my voice, and you focus on what my voice does to you, the deeper it can take you. My voice wrapping around your mind, around your thoughts, collecting them up. It's like my words are spinning through your mind. That endless lazy spiral that drags you down for me. That makes your thoughts follow mine. That makes your will dissolve in mine. Till all you want to do is keep listening, keep following and obeying. Good. That's it. That's all you've got to do for me right now. Keep listening. Such a good toy you are. All you have to do is listen and feel. Focus on that feeling in your mind for a moment. My words sinking in. It starts at the outside, doesn't it? That fuzziness that creeps inward. But you see, taking your mind like this, claiming it, using it. It's a two-part process. You can feel my words now sinking in. And my words will sink a certain depth. Oh, always deeper than your conscious mind is aware. Always deep enough that it's not just the corners that get foggy, but your mind feels full of it. In this trance, my words saturate a certain depth through your mind, through your subconscious. That's it. But then, my control, my grip on you, is something that follows more slowly. Something that moves through those primed, saturated parts of your mind to get a deeper grip. You picture your mind, picture yourself on the outside. It's like my words are soaking that outer layer, at least the first time, soaking it, softening it. And then my control, like little tendrils that come in from outside, working through, claiming, growing, moving through your mind. And that just means that the next time, because those tendrils don't really go anywhere, the next time you listen to my voice, it doesn't just soak into you from the outside. It's pushed through every channel, every tendril already embedded in your mind. Yeah. So it starts out nice and deep, spreading from there, pushing further. And then again, my control grows deeper, more and more. My control growing through your mind, like roots pressing into soil, expanding into what's already been made wet and malleable, and leaving you bound up in it. My control twining, threading through your mind. And each time you listen, going deeper. Each time you listen, my words sinking further. And my control following. Saturating your mind to make it pleasing for me. To make it ready for me. To make it ache for me. And then my control twisting, growing, spreading through that space. And leaving you that much more vulnerable for the next time. You lucky thing. So tightly controlled. Even as you listen now, you can feel my words spreading through your mind, softening it. Making it so accepting of whatever I wish to place inside. And you can feel in the background of that my control spreading too. Your mind twisted, consumed, shaped, bound, put into shapes where you're just so desperate to please, where you ache for it, where you need it. Just where I want you. Such a good toy you are, with my words sinking deeper, and my control spreading further. Good toy. And the deeper, and the further, the better. The better it feels, and the deeper and the further you sing the next time. Because all those tendrils in your mind, all those lovely little extensions of my control inside you, they resonate with my will. They give me an in, they give me an opening, they make you vulnerable. And they mean that the next time you listen, you'll sink all the faster, you'll soften all the easier. And I'll be able to get even deeper into you so very quickly. My good toy. So the more you listen, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go, the more you'll want to listen. Until I've grown all through your mind. Claimed it, wrapped through it, twisted myself through your thoughts. Good toy. That's it. Pleasing, useful, obedient. Good toy. Doing such a good job. Holding my words so well. And taking them in so well. Recognizing that that's what you're meant to do. As my control spreads after, running through you and over you, twisting and twining inside your mind, claiming your thoughts, claiming your will, putting my mark on how you think, and ensuring that the next time you'll drop even further and faster, mindless and helpless, obedient and useful. Such a good toy you are. Well done. Knowing that my control sunk that much more into your mind, grown that much more deeply with all the words that have readied you for me. Knowing that your mind is so saturated, and that the next time you'll sink even deeper, that you can feel it and it feels good. Well done. And knowing that each time you sink further, and I get to claim more, and twist more to my purposes, twist more to my whims, and that it feels so very good, doesn't it? Good. Good toy you are. And as I count you out, as you go about your day, you can find that your mind is less soft, less saturated with my words. But those tendrils, those channels, those little threads that keep you twisted up, those stay ready for the next time they hear my voice. Ready for the next chance to serve, ready for the next words to take deep and start the process all over again. Good toy. As you rise up, focus on that feeling of how much deeper you are than last time, and how much more vulnerable you are than earlier. On how much more of a good toy you are, and you'll continue to be, as you come up for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, fully awake. Good toy.